أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was often called a poet by the people of those times. That is because he used to recite verses from the Quran, verses that sounded like poetry. Much of the Quran does sound like beautiful poetry and rhymes. One very well-known and poetic surah that many can instantly recognize on its recital itself is Surah Rahman, a favorite of many. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. So which of your Lord's favors will you both deny? Both, when Allah says both over here, He's referring to jinns and men. This is the only surah in the Quran which addresses both jinns and men. Jinns also have been given the freedom of belief and unbelief and obedience and disobedience like us. This verse is repeated 31 times out of the 78 verses of this surah. Now, why would Allah repeat this verse so many times in the surah? Wouldn't saying it once suffice? It is probably because we as humans are so ungrateful and blind to His mercies. We see it all around us, yet choose to ignore. Allah mentions in the surah the sun and the moon moving along its orbit, the fruits and palms, grains with husk and scented herbs, the two oceans meeting together, yet having a barrier in between, the pearls and corals that they produce, the earth as He made it for us with all of its bounties, and how everything will perish at His command, and every soul will be accountable for their sins. He mentioned hell with its burning hot fire and boiling water, and heaven with its beautiful trees and gardens and gushing springs and fine carpets. But for a believer, a simple fruit like a pomegranate, which when split open reveals its red pearls, each distinct with its seed and sweet juice. Or the germination of a seed that springs out a plant from the bare earth. Or the formation of a fetus inside a mother's womb, which then grows into a full-fledged human. Or even how sweet honey is made by the tiniest of bees from nectar. How can then we possibly deny His favors on us? When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to recite this Surah Rahman to his companions and they were silent, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Why is it that I heard the jinns give a better reply than you to this verse?" The jinns would say, "There are none of your blessings that we deny. So praise be to you." So the next time you hear this verse, be sure to say this reply: "There are none of your blessings that we deny, so praise be to you." I pray Allah makes us aware, opens our eyes and hearts, so we can really see the bounties He has bestowed on us. I pray we do not take life for granted and are able to appreciate all of its beauty and be grateful for it all. جزاكم الله خيرا for listening. بارك الله لي ولكم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.